This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. D stands for Doug. That's me, Doug Steffen. The J's are Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, and the V is Victoria Keelan. We're all here with our magical thoughts, wondering whether you got out of this past weekend or the past week or the past month, the past year, what you want out of your life, and how, if you say no to that question, do you get what you want? Are you happy with your life? It's an abstract question, but yet it does have context. I think it has meaning. There are a lot of people who are only interested in their own little sphere of influence, their community, and that's cool. But the question now comes on how much your life is influenced by things going on outside of that circle. And then there's sort of a reflection. You know, if you listen, have listened to me over the years, to any great extent, you know that I am a reflective thinker. I like to think a lot about, and not just narrowly, what if, but why things happen. Why don't people look at stuff in a way that is better for them? Do you even know what's good for you? I guess that's the question. What opportunities exist and how you make your life better. When I look at the stats about how the world is and how much better off we are in this country than any other place on the planet, pretty much, it amazes me that there are so many people that are unhappy. There are things about this country and our world that are objectionable and that need to be fixed. But it really is. I'll go through the stats with you at some point in time. But I think I started reflecting, ladies, looking at a Facebook post that somebody sent me, basically suggesting that we have in the last 200 years, there are two hallmarks to life. And that starts with the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. When you think about what happened from 1890, let's say, to the end of World War I, into just before we started having the horrible Dust Bowl in America and the Depression that went around the world, things changed. And the reason that happened is because things were changing so fast, people couldn't keep up with them. So I wonder if you fast forward to now, the things that are changing and we can't really keep up with them. Think about this, okay? How much our life has changed in the 60, 70 years since the Wright brothers took off in that plane that was basically cardboard and cloth and stuff with a little engine on it. And then thinking about us flying to the moon or sending out the rocket ships that we have out into the universe. We don't even know where some of them are. The Hubble telescope taking pictures of the universe. And that all happened in, 70 years when the Wright brothers were up? I think it was 1928, 29, wasn't it, when the first thing took off from the beach in North Carolina? And then to the point where we are. And how in the world could it happen that fast, given the rest of the history of mankind or the history of the planet or the history of the universe? And if that happened that quickly, what does that say about how things are moving today? Can we even keep up? You know, radio is 100 years old. That's all. And look at how sophisticated the way is that we communicate with each other on how many different kinds of radios and radio waves and things like that. The movies 100 years ago had no sound to them. And now look at the ability we have using the technology to create movies, on a computer screen, in essence. I don't know. I just think when you look around, so many people complain and moan and groan about stuff. Think about that. Now, maybe you haven't had a piece of it or as much of a piece. Is this a Renaissance? Did you study Renaissance when you were in school, ladies? You did, right?
I was an art history major, so yeah, I studied the art aspect of Renaissance, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, but there are other aspects to the Renaissance beside art, but that's how it has carried through the ages.
A lot of inventions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah. I mean, think about, if you think about Leonardo, I was about to say Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo da Vinci. And what a genius he was. The geniuses that existed and what he predicted for flight, you know, in terms of his art. It is, I don't know, just, so if you start the week saying, I'm tired, I don't want to go to work, blah, blah, blah. You know, think about stuff, turn it around a little bit. Think about other stuff. Here's the good news from the Blackstone Group. They've reached their goal of hiring 100,000 military vets over the past 8 years. Michelle Obama got this started, didn't she?
Jill Biden. Yeah, Jill Biden, when she was second, what are they, second lady? Is that
second
right?
lady, yes.
That always sounds so weird. But yeah, when they worked together, and their big thing was veteran care. So when President Obama was in office, so this was a big thing that Michelle Obama was trying to raise awareness with corporations and saying, like, look, you know, if you give our veterans a chance, and you know, with a few extra steps, meaning, you know, assimilation and things like that, and mental health, you know, support, things like that, then sure, then why not? What? And so, yeah, Blackstone, the guy was the CEO. I'm blanking on his name at the moment. I don't have it in front of me.
Steve Schwartzman is his name.
Yeah. So he was in Army Reserves. I think he was in the Army Reserves. And so he said he was very moved by hearing what Michelle Obama was talking about. And he was like, well, we own so many different companies as Blackstone Group. I think they have like 500,000 plus employees.
Yeah, what do they do? What are they?
It's a holding company. It's an investment.
It's a big investment company.
They have equity and... Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff. And so he decided to make a pledge that they would hire 50,000 veterans in the next 4 years. They did that and then doubled up, and now they're at 100,000 veterans out of their 500 and so thousand employees total, mm-hmm. which is really great to have one-fifth of your workforce be veterans. That's
well,
incredible.
How does that all work? You know, when we think about the vets, because they've been on our mind, last week was Veterans Day, thinking about that. But there's also a call to diversify and include various members of other groups to be hired, too. Is the next move, we've got the military taken care of, so is the next move to hire gay people at a company or people who are transvestites or whatever? Is that the next move? And I'm not saying that to be facetious. I'm just wondering if that becomes
No one has, like, I mean... I don't know of a company that would have, like, boxes to check for trans people or gay people. You're not even supposed to ask if someone's gay.
Well, why
not?
If we have a box for military folks, why don't we have a box for that?
Because I think it's different.
Why?
Because it's not personal. It's not. You're not talking about someone's genitalia or who they want to sleep with. It's different. If you're a veteran, you're a veteran,
but there's discrimination against veterans and discrimination against people who are different.
I understand that, but your question is why should we?
Well, that's what I'm asking because it involves discrimination. My question involves people for whom there is discrimination, and then, you know, what do we do about being conscious? As long as they are qualified to do the job, why should it make a difference whether they're veterans or whether they're gay or whatever it is?
Well,
to
it shouldn't
inclusion.
Matter, but
inclusion.
Yeah, but I think we need to separate. Veterans are a different group. And so the reason that it's more difficult for veterans is because apparently they have a much harder time assimilating back into the private sector once they're finished with service. And so that could just be that their skill sets maybe need to be tweaked in terms of what their expertise are and how that can translate into private sector work. But a lot of times there aren't a lot of opportunities for veterans. And so... I think when big companies like Blackstone step in and have that moment where they realize, okay, we could hire 100,000. I mean, look, the Postal Service is the largest employer of veterans in the country. And I think second place is Walmart. So, you know, it should not be this difficult. And more companies should be aiming to do it.
They serve our country, and then they come back, and many of them, as Victoria mentioned, not only have a hard time assimilating, but a lot of them, there was just a story out in the Times on Sunday that said something to the effect of like 30%, 29% of veterans when they return home have, we all call it, you know, they're having trouble making ends meet, but they call it food and housing insecure. And
right.
So they don't have those places to go. They are out on the streets sometimes. They don't have places. They're not able to take advantage of some of the programs, whether that's about where they are physically in the country or for whatever reason. So I think, look, it's a step in the right direction to provide an opportunity for military people, especially when they might be getting ready to, they haven't gone through school yet or they haven't gotten their college degree yet. I think it's a great opportunity.
You know, I go back to what I'm thinking about when we got the permits a few years ago to grow cannabis on the farm. One of the things that I pledged to do in my promises, if that's what it is, but is to hire all veterans to work in the, we have, I think, 34, 35 jobs that will be filled, and we're hiring local vets. And that was something that I thought of only because I see more of it around, but if I'm seeing it, are we all seeing it? Is it like that obvious everywhere that veterans have a tough time? And then I think to myself, why? I mean, go to the root of it all. Why do we have a tough time with them? It's like the root of the virus. Nobody's thinking about the Chinese government and the bad guys over there and what they fostered on the
world. Well, if you think about just on a basic housing level, I mean, if you're in the military and you're a single guy or a single girl, you're not maintaining a home of your own, most likely, right? If you're deployed overseas,
are you
or
single?
You've been
no,
somewhere.
You aren't, yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
So right there, we've got a housing issue. Right there.
And they don't get paid.
Off, right.
They don't
get off
a lot.
The base, and then where do you go?
$35,000 a year to start with,
right.
Something like that.
And they're not, this is something I learned in that article I was telling you about. They're not allowed, under their contract with the government, they're not allowed to take, like, SNAP benefits. They're not allowed to take a lot of programs that help people when they are having trouble. So you combine the fact that the military doesn't pay very much, that maybe some of those benefits don't kick in right away. Maybe people don't have a down payment for a house, regardless of what kind of attractive VA loan they're going to be getting. And you have a whole lot of people who are in trouble after serving.
Instant homelessness. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an instant problem.
Yeah. All right. Our DJV download will have some of that conversation. If you don't get to hear the whole program, a couple of recent downloads focusing on the bill to protect telecommunications systems against foreign threats. That conversation we have in different sizes and shapes almost every day in our report, our tech report. Also in a recent conversation that's in podcast form, we talk about Elon Musk selling off all the money, selling off all the stock in Tesla so he can do what with it. Meghan Markle surfaces again in our conversation, so that's kind of cool. Another podcast asks why and what Americans are doing when it comes to their political values. So there's all kinds of stuff that goes on. The conversation is very wide on our program. Help yourself to a daily at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now, why is my voice cracking? I just cleared it. But, Jay, have you got a remedy for that? Let's fix my voice so that it doesn't crack. Can we do that?
A spoonful of honey.
Ah, right. Makes the medicine go down. Medicine go down. See, anything. You make a song out of almost anything. All right. So you were just talking about something that I think is a good trending story. The three of you, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, were talking about this nine-year-old boy who died as a result of injuries, I guess, from this last weekend. It's not this past, but the weekend before. That concert where eight or nine people died.
Ten now. Yeah. Eight people died the night of the concert. Two people died after their injuries. One woman, a 22-year-old, succumbed to her injuries. And then the latest is a 9-year-old boy who was on life support since the concert. And he finally succumbed to his injuries on Sunday. He was on his dad's shoulders. They were kind of towards the back of the crowd, but when the crowd surged, they still got caught up in it. And the dad actually lost consciousness. So when he came to, he was searching for his son, going to medical tents. Finally, he found out where his son was. He was shown a picture of his son showing the injuries, and he said that he was not prepared for that. And unfortunately, that little boy didn't make it.
It's just
absolutely awful.
Now, so how is this? Who's being held accountable for this? And how do we keep this sort of thing from happening? 2020 hindsight doesn't do us any good at the moment. But what about these sorts of things? The responsibility of the performers for what goes on in the auditorium or in the venue, isn't that there? Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of people are being named in the lawsuit against this. Scoremore Management, Live Nation Entertainment, Travis Scott, Cactus Jack Records, some other defendants. Civil rights attorney Ben Krupp has filed a lawsuit for nearly 100 other families and said that he's actually working with more than 200 victims who have suffered mentally.
I was
going to
say, over 300 people were treated at medical tents. I mean, this was just, this was such a nightmare. I think this is going to change the way that an open general admission flooring is handled in the future.
So how does this compare?
Even though they had barricades, people were smushed up against them and couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
What is it like all the ones that we talk about, these big celebrations down in Southern California that happen every year, three or four of them?
Like Coachella and...
Yeah, those are different, though, because there's
so much space there, and they have a
And people
area.
Keep your space from each other, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little different. But I think there's also got to be a conversation with Travis Scott, who is pretty notorious for wanting people to do this and encouraging this kind of behavior on social media. It's like... you know, you think it's all fun and games until something like this happens, and then what? Then you're sitting there going, oh, sorry, I made a mistake.
And there are so many videos now coming out of people like Adele seeing a woman fainting and stopping the song in the middle of the song. Harry Styles, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and Travis Scott, there's plenty of video footage. He did see somebody who needed help, and he stopped and called for a medic. But then right after that, you can see the crowd just surges, and he's all into it. So
yeah, he gets right back into it. There's no stopping. All these other artists that stopped the show for people, they didn't restart until they made sure everyone was okay. Travis Scott did not do that. He kept going, and he encourages people to get closer. There are a few other artists that have encouraged people in the past to get closer, and it always ends bad. There's an actress, Alyssa Milano, who talks about she was molested. She was assaulted when she was front row at a concert, and the female she was seeing told everybody to get closer, and some guy behind her started full-on groping her.
Great. All right. Speaking of groping, Britney Spears has ended the conservatorship, or the judge has, so now what? She's free. Whoopee.
She is free.
Yep.
Yes, this is exciting stuff. Her lawyer, Rosengart, has said that he's going to keep a couple people, he wants to keep a couple people on staff, but Britney is in charge. Britney oversees everything. She's the one bossing all these people around, and just to make sure that everything going on, that was going on with the conservatorship.
She going back in the studio to record? She going back to work to...
Well, the rumor is
I could see her doing it eventually, but probably not anytime soon.
I think she's planning
a
wedding.
She wants to get out of her house. Yeah, she wants to get out of the house that has so many bad memories.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet virtually Monday evening D.C. time to seek improved U.S.-China relations. Beijing and Washington have been at odds with rising tensions over Taiwan, political angst over COVID-19's origins, and tariffs started by the Trump administration. A 9-year-old boy became on Sunday the 10th person to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas earlier this month. Ezra Blunt from Dallas died in the hospital after being placed on a medically induced coma with serious injuries. The White House on Sunday named former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu as the senior advisor responsible for coordinating the implementation of the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. USA Radio News. We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. President Biden's social spending package, the White House calls it the Build Back Better bill, and it's on lawmakers' minds in Washington. Republican Florida Congressman Carlos Jimenez is on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee. He tells Fox News his point of view.
Well, I call it the BBBBS bill. I mean, they tell you that there's going to be 2 million additional jobs created when actually the Wharton School of Business has indicated that there would be 200,000 jobs lost. They say that only people with $400,000 and more are going to get a tax increase. Or again, that same school says 80% of Americans will see a tax increase. The actual tax breaks are going to go to the very rich. There's a SALT provision in there, which is the state and local taxes, that raises that limit up to $80,000. So if you're paying $80,000 in taxes and state and local taxes, you're probably making over $1 million a year. They're going to get a break. And then in terms of inflation, you know, it's supposed to be like $1.8 trillion. So you're going to add $1.8 trillion to the economy, and somehow inflation is going to go down. Again, that's another big fat lie that lies in this bill, and that's why it's very unpopular, and it shouldn't pass because it's going to damage the American economy. There are other things in that bill that are just, horrendous and should never pass.
The Trump Organization has reportedly reached a deal to sell its prized Washington hotel for $375 million. The Trump International will be renamed the Waldorf Astoria and managed by the Hilton Group, according to reports. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is in her locale in Los Angeles, City of Angels. And there are a few people who live there aren't angels, but most of them fall into that category. Victoria Keelan from New Jersey, home of the free and the natural and the brave and the mafia. All of them exist nicely in New Jersey. Jay Kirshner down in Nashville. Where the sun rises on somebody with a big guitar, right? Every day there's a bigger... Where's the place, Jennifer? On the way to Las Vegas, there's a big guitar in the desert. Where the heck is that? Is that on the California side of the 15 or the other side? And I remember that big guitar. And I'm trying to remember whether there's... You know what I'm talking about? The big electric guitar is like 40 feet tall. Come on, you must have been. You know what I'm talking about.
Isn't that a hotel or a casino or something with the guitar out front that's built like that?
Maybe it's in Las Vegas. I don't know. Maybe I just think of it and think that it ought to be down in Nashville, where Jay is, instead of out in the middle of the desert.
Sure would make sense.
Yeah, it would. Okay, let's get to what's going on here, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, everybody. People with disabilities say that flying is dehumanizing. I don't think they're the only ones who think that flying is dehumanizing. You see what happened to that Southwest flight attendant over
the
weekend?
Another one.
Yeah.
Smashed in the face.
Right.
Lord.
Yeah.
I guess this lady just walked to the back of the plane, then started walking to the front of the plane. They said to take her seat, and she just smacked it. This lady hurt her.
We
went to the hospital.
Yeah. So apparently, the FAA says there are about 150 incidents like this a year. Well, normally. But since the beginning of this year, there have been 1,300 or 1,400 such cases. There are 37 of them that have been referred to the FBI for criminal prosecution. So this woman, I don't know whether was there a picture of her? Was she identified? The plane never got off the ground.
She was
Dallas.
Identified.
She was. All right. Mm-hmm. So what do you think should happen? Jay, you're sitting in a plane. Somebody does that, and they're taken off. The police take them off the plane. So is there a new category of dysfunction here? Is the new category of breaking the law? Do we have separate laws for people on planes because it's more dangerous if they're out of control? What do we do?
Yeah, if somebody's truly acting a fool, then they need to be put on the do not fly list. But there also can't be every single person that gets kicked off a flight because sometimes there are those people in authority who are abusing their power and somebody gets kicked off a flight because their 2-year-old wouldn't wear a mask. That's a different story.
Well, you got to find out what the rules are. I think as much as anything else, the situation with how we live, what's going on. I noticed it was interesting, the border crossings. We were worried earlier in the year about the Haitians plunging through the borders and getting into the country. Apparently the number of migrants is down by more than 90%. Because of what? Because they don't want to come? Because
there's no point.
Yeah.
So they got flown home, and now the message has gotten out that don't bother because you're not going to be able to stay.
So why are we doing that with all the rest of the people that are crossing the border illegally? Why just the Haitians?
Well, it's not just the Haitians, but that's something
only 300 Haitians got sent back. A lot of them that tried to get in the country already did. They went through South America, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is insane. They have, and a lot of the people weren't even coming from Haiti. They were Haitians who had settled in South America, who then had the money and the resources to make their way to the border. So it's, 300 Haitians sent back is not great.
Well, it's more than that.
Okay,
by my count, I think I only saw 300, but maybe there's more. I haven't seen a huge effort to deport people lately. I mean, it seems like they're just letting everybody.
Well, there were 7 flights a day from Texas to Haiti, so it was 8,500 migrants were sent back.
That's better.
Yeah.
So I mean, but still, is it, 8,500, when you're looking at 2 million will probably cross it, and those are just the ones we know about?
Well, that's not 2 million just from Haiti, though.
No, but 2 million illegal immigrants are coming into the country. Who cares from where they're from? The point is that there are going to be about 2 million people coming in here, and those are only the ones we know about. There's also the gotaways, as they're known, and we don't really have an estimate of how many people are there.
I want to put this into perspective. Because I'm the oldest of the group here. Maybe I'm not sure I'm the most mature, but I have matured in age. So I think this all started back when the Cuban, the Mariel boat lift took place, which was in the 60s. The Cubans were taken over. The guy who had run Cuba, dictator, got tossed. Fidel Castro came in, and people were leaving the island by the thousands, and they were leaving any way they could, in tubes from tires, in old boats that had holes in them. They obviously hadn't found that plastic stuff that puts boats together again. What's that stuff called? The plastic, the stuff that the guy advertises on the...
Like chewing gum?
No, it's the stuff... Yeah, Flexi, thank you. Anyway, the point is that at that time, South Florida was a completely different place than it is today. And the reason that it's different today is because all those people who left Cuba were allowed to come into the United States. And maybe not even, well, they were allowed because they just floated in on the west side of Florida, the south side of Florida, the east side of Florida. They came by the thousands and thousands and thousands. Did some of them get turned back? Yeah. But there were a lot of youngsters who went through. I'm trying to remember. There was one kid, but it wasn't until Janet Reno was. I'm trying to remember.
Elian Gonzalez.
Thank you.
Name, yeah.
That's it. Yep.
Came
you got
to
it.
Tire. He did get tire. To stay.
He did get to stay, didn't he?
No, they sent him back.
They
the
sent
great
him back.
Thing is he became like this great hero in Cuba, actually. And
yeah.
I don't know. He might still be there, or he may be in Florida, but
he's in Florida. Yeah, he's in Florida.
I don't be so sure.
All this discussion that we have about all these people that come in here, I think people forget the way that it was handled. Listen, I'm the number one critic for letting all these people come in improperly. I think it's just totally absurd what we do and the money that we're spending to try to make this right. But after all these people want to come in here because it's such a great place. And now they're being encouraged to come because we don't have enough Americans to do the work that needs to be done here. So we better bring in as many of these people as we can so we get the job done. And, you know, it becomes kind of a conundrum. What's right? What's wrong? Sometimes I'm confused after we talk about it a little bit here, what the right thing is to do. Where are these people coming from? So, and the one thing that we are leaving out of the equation, the number of people that are coming here from Asia, we all keep focusing on what's coming up from the southern border, but I think we have no idea how many Asians are coming here illegally. So that brought me around to looking at the population of the earth and where all these people are and where are they going, where are they coming from, and what constitutes the population. There are 7.7 billion, apparently. I can remember in my lifetime, when there were 4 billion. So that shows you, in my lifetime, what's happened. I remember when we first talked about this when I was probably in junior high school. What was you do a project on the peoples of the earth and how many. And I know that 4.9 sticks in my mind for some reason, being back in junior high school. Okay, so now there's 7.7 billion. So let's think about it as if there were 100 people, all right? Think about these 7 billion as 100, and then we'll go through the stats, okay? Out of 100 people, remember that equals the 7.7 billion, 11 of the people live in Europe, 5 live in North America, 9 live in South America, 15 live in Africa, and 60 live in Asia, okay? Of the 100 people, again representing the 7.7 billion, 49 live in the country, 51 live in cities. 75 have mobile phones. 25 do not. 30 have internet. 70 do not. That grabbed me when I saw that. 7 have gotten a university education. 93 did not attend college. Again, 100 equals the 7.7 billion. 83 can read. 17 can't. 33 are Christians, 22 are Muslims, 14 are Hindus, 7 are Buddhists, 12 are other religions, and 12 have no religion. 26 live less than 14 years, 66 die between the ages of 15 and 64, and 8 are over 65. If you have your own home, eat full meals and drink clean water, have a mobile phone, can surf the internet and have gone to college, you are in the minuscule privileged lot. Less than 7% of that 100 have those things. Among 100 people in the world, only 8 live beyond the age of 65. If you're over 65, be content. Think about how you're living and compare yourself to what else is going on in the world. I guess that maybe that's the underscore is taking care of your health. And here's something else that came out of this study of those who are over 65. If you forget the name, then a lot of people in the audience are over 65 and they identify with me and my thinking. So I saw this and I thought, I smiled actually when I read this. If you forget the names of people in your family, don't remember where you put things, that's normal for somebody who's over the age of 60. The info is in your brain, the synapse that doesn't, that connects the stuff, it's not disease, it's just processing getting old. The most common things, you forget the name of a person. I know when I first started to forget people's names, it drove me nuts. I thought, my God, what's going on? What's happening to me? I mean, the girls tease me because I do forget stuff every once in a while. You go into a room. How much does this happen? You go into a room and you forget why you're going there, right? You go to a movie, yeah, and you can't remember. Oh, gee, I know that actress's name. Anyway, You leave your keys somewhere, your glasses somewhere. You can't remember. Well, at least I remember where I put all that stuff. I can think it back. But most people who are my age have difficulty, which is not really disease-oriented. It's a characteristic of passing into the age. I think about how, you know, when I go through those stats and think about how many people are alive who are my age, not a lot, actually. And when I was younger, even your age, the three of you, the life expectancy was less than it is now. And so I think that we need to think about more that some of the things that we have going on in our lives, we're so blessed. And I think that no matter what your age, you think about what the good is. But certainly as you get older, and if you've gotten to the age that I am, and you think, some people say, well, every day is a gift. I guess I look upon it that way. I don't really look day to day. I don't think about it like I used to. I just take things on and do as I think is right by me and the people that I love, and that includes the three of you and all the people who listen. You know, I went through, Jay, some of the comments that we didn't get to from some of the folks who take the time to share with us on social media, our Twitter account and Facebook and stuff, and some of the things that are said by people, you know, some of it's kind of stupid, but some of the things are really nice. And it's nice to know that you have that kind of impact on people. And it's certainly, when I look back at the comments that came from my birthday, it was really nice. I don't tend to, you know, I think of our conversations as being the four of us. The best radio conversations are not thinking about how broad the audience is, that there may be a couple of million people listening at some point. The fact that I used to have in the studio that I used in Cincinnati, I had a cutout of a woman who was 46. And it was in the back of the studio. And when I brought it in, the general manager said, what are you doing with that? I said, that's who I'm talking to. That's my audience. That's who I'm talking to. And he laughed, but he left it in the studio. Anyway, food for thought, 48 after the hour.
Attention Americans aged 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year. And Smart Match Insurance is here to help. SmartMatch compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan or new plan can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. SmartMatch is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost, even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. SmartMatch makes it easy to find the right one with their free and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free, so call now. Call 800-401-3982. That's 800-401-3982. 800-401-3982.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Together with you.
Giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show.
All right, let's get into some of the things that we're thinking about the holiday season. Maybe it's because I'm thinking yesterday as I was driving around, where the heck I was going, forget, I was on the truck. Oh, I know, I was moving a lot of equipment from one field to another on the farm, and I turned the radio on, and I heard two or three Christmas stations. And I thought to myself, it was a nice day, it was about 55, and I'm looking around, there's still leaves on the trees, and I'm thinking, this is too much. I usually love Christmas music, but I found myself hearing the same stuff that we heard over and over and over again last year, and I just turned the radio off. It wasn't Bah Humbug, the Grinch, it's too much, it's too soon. And it's so commercialized. My God, have you seen on television, or even listen to some of the radio spots? It's all Christmas. Hello, it's the 15th of November, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but as soon as Halloween happened, everybody went right to Christmas. I can't even tell you how many people have Christmas trees already up and decorated.
Yeah, we're being sold a bill of goods.
No, it's comforting
part.
To people, though. That's why.
Say again?
Well,
there
are
a lot of people.
Yeah, it's very comforting. After the last, 2 years of this crap that we've been living through with COVID, it's very comforting. I mean, there are more Hallmark and Lifetime and
Netflix.
Oh, my God,
the movies?
There are 140 brand new movies just for this season right now. It's the most ever.
All right, so over the weekend, the 79-foot Norway spruce arrived at Rockefeller Center. That's always been something, and it usually gets put up before Thanksgiving. So that's appropriate. 12 tons trucked in on a trailer. You imagine 115-foot-long trailer, what was going on the highway, the 95, from Elton down in Maryland up to New York City? Anyway.
Well, when you see a tree this large, if you were driving on the highway, you must have known this was going to Rock Center.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
right.
79 feet long. This is quite an ordeal.
We've got 50,000 multicolored lights, 900-pound star on the top, 3 million crystals. So the ceremony to light it is the 1st of December. It'd probably take them that long to get it all set up, right?
Well, they set it up first, and then they have to decorate it, and then they don't light it until after Thanksgiving every year.
Right. So it's right across from the ground level studios for the Today Show, so they can watch all of that, and everybody, when they go to Rockefeller Center, they all go by the studios anyway and stand outside and make stupid faces and put up stupid signs. Anyway, but this is kind of a nice... Well, they are. I mean, think about it. It's fun.
I know. But it's funny to, you know, Captain Curmudgeon has to point it out.
All right. So let's talk about what's the big elephant in the room, the stock supplies of things, what's going to be in, what's going to be out. A lot of gadgets on a list that I saw that look like they're going to be in short supply because everybody's there. You know, they're the things that people are talking about. So there are some deals, there are some cool gadgets, but the prediction is that most of these will be gone by the end of November. So what's the advice, ladies? Go get them now or plan on buying something else?
You know, get them now. Why wait?
But some people don't have the money to do it.
You can do layaway. Right? Don't a lot of places offer the layaway stuff, the layaway mm-hmm. option?
Yep. Huh.
So great. I have one of these things. The Nubu. You know what a Nubu is? This is the big fad now. I've had these for a couple of years. It's a eco-friendly body toxin removal pad that you stick on your feet. Who would have thought they would be on the list of endangered what's-this for Christmas? A natural remedy, no chemicals. Have you ever seen this, ladies? Mm-hmm. You haven't seen it. I can tell you haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen anything Nubu. Like what you're talking about, but I have seen the almost like a pedicure foot tub that takes out a bunch of the toxins.
Yep. They're sticky. I wear them all the time. Sticky and the black stuff that comes out of your body. When you look at it, you think, all that stuff's in my body. So anyway, that's going to be something that's in short supply. There's a new it's not a binocular, it's a monocular. What do they call those things?
Monocular?
Yeah, but it's one eye.
Monocle.
Monocle. Okay. Is that really?
You mean like the Monopoly guy? Is that what you mean? Like the little
thing? Are you talking like a binocular? That's one eye.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's supposed to be a big deal. Yeah,
it's a monocle.
They're selling out everywhere. Yeah.
Why?
Who knows?
Is everyone planning on the biggest Gatsby party ever? Like, why? Does anyone need that?
The photo.
You know what was great when I was little, and I feel like they need to bring them back? The night vision goggles.
Ah, yes.
For kids.
Yeah, totally. Those are great. I want to get rid of those for a month.
That's all Doug needs.
The photo stick Omni. All right, what's that? Portray your photographic moments in one stick. Anybody
like
get
a memory
that
stick? I don't know what you're looking at, but a memory stick?
I'm looking at a memory
like.
Stick. Yeah, it's called a photo stick.
Okay.
That's in short supply if you're looking for that. And the same sort of thing, you can put all of your music on something like that as well. Those are in short supply.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.